look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Yeah, man. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Jungle Book Show right here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And this is another version of the Bare Necessities from the Jungle Book 2.
How many are there?
There's several. You'll hear at least two more. But the bees are buzzing in the trees.
He's a little bit obsessed with the Bare Necessities of life.
I am. John Goodman and Haley Joel Osment singing this one, so you know their voices. Oh, yeah. All right.
And John Goodman's voice, but not Haley Joel.
You don't say...
Haley Joel Osment?
Oh, he's like 30 now, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a really good actor, though. Oh, when you pick a raw paw. Okay. All right. Well, we can transition out of that because the Jungle Book is not the only movie that opened up yesterday. There's another one. There's several others, but another one that I'm really excited about. I got a chance to see it. 13 Cameras is what it's called.
And I was too scared to see it. I'm sorry, but I really was. I was too scared to see it.
Oh, well, and I think that some of that scare comes from our next guest, actor Neville Archambault. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, you know...
Hello, Phoenix.
Yay!
Hey!
You know,
And thank you for getting my last name right.
Oh, you're...
That's nice.
That's all because of me.
Yeah, that was Eric's doing it.
You checked up on that one first. That's good. It was good. No one ever gets it right, but I appreciate that. Thanks, man.
No, and we really appreciate you being here. And this, I mean, I'm hoping this is taken as a compliment, but, dude, you are scary.
He doesn't sound scary.
He doesn't right now.
How's that? No.
Oh, so that's better.
So you saw the film, I guess.
Yes, I did. I
mean, or you just saw a picture.
No, I don't. Well, yeah, the picture alone. I mean, that is really creepy. But you really made this movie for me.
Thank you.
I mean, it's available on video on demand. It's also playing at AMC Arizona Arizona Center, I believe. PJ McCabe and Brianne
Monacreft
play newlyweds who move into a new home, having no ideas that their landlord, that's you, has installed secret cameras in it. They soon find out that their marital issues are nothing in comparison to the monster that watches their every move. You know, what was the audition process like for this? Because, I mean, again, you really fit the bill of this really creepy voyeur guy.
Well, again, thanks. No, how do you say it? I appreciate that. No. you know, actually, they saw my actor's reel, and you know, which, of course, as you know, it's a little clip of different movies you've done and like, and so they saw it and decided to have me in, the McManus brothers, who also did Funeral Kings. I don't know if you've seen Funeral Kings, but if you get a chance, definitely see it. It's a great film. But they saw me, and they decided to bring me in, and I was lucky because I got a script for about 5 days before casting. And I saw a couple key words in there, and one was slackjaw. And from there, I really just built the character. And I came in and you know, I did kind of this. And it just flew. And then I ended up really loving, well, of course, I love the script because it's very much like Hitchcock. So it's not like films or thrillers or horrors today, which are a lot of script that's so well done and it was really easy to do, but building the character was really, really kind of a delight. I liked it.
Excellent.
Well, now, see, I actually love you as an actor, and I really wanted to watch this film, but I also was scared of it. But I loved you on Law & Order SVU.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and so when I heard it was you that we were having on, I was all excited, and then I felt really bad that I hadn't seen 13 Cameras. But thrillers kind of scare me a little bit.
Yeah, no, you know, I can understand that, and yeah, I definitely can understand that. But in this, you know, it's interesting. My character Gerald, in a crazy way, I think people sort of feel for him because, and I know he's out there doing crazy things, but there's a side of him that's he's good because he's wanting to, you know, in his crazy mixed up way, he's wanting to do something good for Claire, who's has this terrible relationship with her husband, who's really doing some, you know, rotten stuff behind her back. So in his simple way, he's trying to do good. So when you see the film, you kind of go, you know, it's kind of like, oh, it's interesting. It's funny.
Yeah.
There's a part of him that's funny. but very scary.
Well, and the voice is scary, you know, but the look just it had me. I mean, I think that's the strongest asset of the film. That's you. I mean, your mannerisms and your facial expressions alone disturbed me beyond belief. I mean, is there any makeup involved? I mean, how did they get that look?
Well, you know, it's something that I have within. I just sort of turn it on, but they've used, you know, some makeup and some age stuff, you know, age makeup and mm-hmm. and a little bit, but pretty much a lot of that I just get from within, mm-hmm. and I just pour it out. And I think I did it, like I said, really just from a few key words, and I build on that, and I get the stare. And I get to stare, and I just stare, and I never blink.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what, I mean, your mouth is, your jaw's hanging open, and you're
right.
Just looking at that screen. I mean, we see the reflection in your glasses, and just the look in your eyes. I mean, you're so just absorbed by what you're seeing.
Yeah, I do get absorbed, and not to sound, you know, cliche or goofy or, you know, actors, well, I did this, but it really was about that script, because mm-hmm. the script is so good, and what was taking place in it with, you know, with her, and then I just put myself in the position of this person who's Gerald, and it just flew from there, really, and it's just feeling what someone like he with that mentality would feel mm-hmm. or do, you know, somebody that's so lonely and trapped,
so there,
know,
was,
in their own,
there
own
was...
private world, and all he does is, he has these, you know, these rental apartments and houses, and he, you know, it's his own little world. He does nothing but see other people in and out of his life, and he's lonely, you know. And I think the actually scariest thing about the movie to me is that with technology the way it is now today, this could be really a reality, and it is a reality. And I've gone on, and anyone can go online, and you can read about it, where people do this. And I don't know if you've guys seen, there's that one YouTube thing where there's somebody living in somebody's wall and they come out at night and feed from the refrigerator.
Wow.
You know, they actually tape this person. They found, but there's stuff like that, and it actually goes on. But with technology, what we have today, you can do anything. You can spy anyone. You can stand in a corner. You could be anywhere. You're coming out of the gym or coming out of the store. And if you ask yourself, am I being watched? Yes, you are. There's a camera. There's a camera on that pole. There's a camera in the store. You're being watched everywhere you are. But now we're so far advanced, you can be watching your own home.
Well, I think that's what I was going to say, is that there are a lot of people out there. That's what's so scary about this movie. There are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of Geralds out there.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, and a lot of them have the drones nowadays, too.
Yeah, which is even scarier.
Well, I'm wondering, I mean, we all have, like, I know my daughter has a little camera that's in her living room so that she can watch her pets when she's not there on her phone.
Right.
You know?
People hack into those. They
but
hack
that's
into
what
the baby
monitors. I was thinking,
I was thinking
they could hack into it and could see it, and then they don't have to go in and wire your place.
But yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, because I didn't see the movie, I read up on it as best as I could, and you were talking about the script. Now, I will say, from what I've been reading, it really truly is your performance as well that brings that script so phenomenally effective.
I agree.
But
yeah, well, thank you.
Evidently, this story was written by Viktor Zarkov, who also directed this.
Yes. Uh huh.
Wow. Yeah. So how was that? Was he leaning kind of on you, or?
Well, never necessarily leaned on me. Actually, it kind of was a group effort with Kevin and Matt McManus, the two brothers who are excellent, talented, incredible guys. Most films are always a joint, you know, venture. But this, you know, more so working with them. And I did get a lot of ideas or thoughts or freedom, and I should say, because the set was really a set that was without ego. A lot of sets in Hollywood or, you know, films have big egos or directors that have egos. And ultimately, a lot of times it just ruins the production because there's too much power from one individual. So no one expresses freedom and allows, for example, an actor, I was allowed to do what I wanted in this film or to go ahead and then go back. And, you know, we go back, okay, don't like, let's try it again. And so there's, and of course it happens in films, but in this there was extra freedom because everyone's accessible. So I think for Gerald, that's what success of it was, because I was able to really work and, you know, allowed to express myself.
If anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actor Neville Archambault on behalf of the new film 13 Cameras, available on video on demand, also at select movie theaters across the country, including here at the Arizona Center. You're definitely going to want to see this movie. I'm giving it 3 stars. I think it is your performance. The movie itself is fantastic, but your performance is just worth seeing in and of itself. And then you've got to see that poster with you with the duct tape. You know, do you have one of those posters at home now?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
doesn't scare visitors, does it?
it's on my wall. It's kind of got a little shroud. I have one on my wall, actually. The new one. That's the new one. Yeah, right. I really like that poster.
Yeah. And of course, you had the festival circuit, and it was going around under the name Slumlord, right?
It was Slumlord, which was, went everywhere. Went to London and won awards in London and Montreal and Los Angeles, actually, at Brahms Chinese.
Wow.
So which was nice. But yeah, it was on Slumlord, and it's only been about, I think, the last month or so that we've been 13 cameras.
Wow. Yeah, again, you've got to see this movie.
Well, now, see, and the 13 cameras, I think, at least for me, from what I know about it, I think that's an even better title.
Yeah, I like the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people complained about it being Slumlord because they said, well, it's such a nice apartment. It's such a nice place.
It's not a slum,
well,
yeah.
So it was about Gerald, he was a slumlord. But, you know, slumlord worked, but 13 cameras kind of speaks to everyone, I think.
Yes.
Everyone understands it.
Yeah. And as scary as you are, I mean, I have to compliment you. Well, you know, as scary as his character.
As this character.
Yeah, as this character.
Okay, because he seems like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, he is a very nice guy.
I am a nice guy. Hey, get off my car. No.
But, you know, you're really built, too. I mean, you've got muscles, right?
Well, you know, I've been an addict my whole life. Yeah, I've been kind of a little bit of a I've been a fitness addict, well, an addict, which I am. I was, and not really necessarily a stereotypical muscle thing, but it's just been a fitness thing for me, and something I live by and do every day. So it's just part of my life and something I really enjoy.
Now I think you would scare me if I saw you doing the haka. You know, right? I mean, now you're also New Zealand?
Well, my mother's New Zealander.
Wow.
From Auckland, New Zealand, and so I have a dual citizenship with New Zealand.
That's pretty cool.
But I'm basically a gringo.
Well, you sound like a gringo. You don't sound like you're from New Zealand.
Is that what they call us over in New Zealand?
What's that?
The gringos, is that what they call us in New Zealand?
No,
that's a Southern California word.
I lived a long time in Mexico, actually in the state of Guerrero for a long time. So sometimes I use that expression, gringo. But I worked down in Mexico and I did some work in television down there and ran a business down there for a while.
Wow,
very cool. And
there's a little part of me that's Mexican.
And Neville,
my brothers.
Well, what else do you have coming out aside from 13 cameras?
Well, you know what? I'm actually, my phone's been ringing, so I have a couple things that I've been, you know, I'm reading for. So I won't jinx anything, but it's more on the lines of film work. But what I would really hope for, because aside from just being a thriller, which I should say, I just think it has a real good message in the sense of what we've been talking about. With technology and I don't know, there's part of me that there's something we really need to be a little bit careful with, because it's gotten so loose and you say like drones and everything. There's part of me, like I said, I think it gives a little bit of a message, but I would hope to do the sequel of 13 Cameras.
Oh, I think that would be excellent.
And there's talk about it. So, and as you saw it, so you can see where the ending, and how'd you like the ending?
I love the ending.
Me too.
Yeah,
I did. Me too.
I don't want to reveal it. I don't want to reveal it.
Of course, we can.
But it's surprised, right?
It's a surprise, and it's just. It was. It was interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I mean, yeah. You've also got the familial, you know, the family drama and everything like that. So there's other great things about it. And you know, in my review, I say how, you know, I love all these movies where they make particular places really scary. I mean, Jaws did it, made it impossible to go swimming in the ocean. Frozen, not the animated film, but the horror film, made many people think twice about boarding a ski lift. 13 Cameras makes you uneasy even being in your own home. Sends chills down your spine, creates within you a paranoia about ominous observers that lingers long after the end credits have rolled, especially because of that ending. I have to thank you so much for this performance. I think you're right up there with the best of the baddies, you know?
Thank you. And that was excellently, what you just read, that was excellent.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
And just so our listeners know, I looked up the show times, and 1 p.m., so today, after the show, today's show ends at noon, you're going to want to check it out at 1 p.m. or 3:10 p.m. or 6:40 p.m. At AMC Arizona Center 24 here in Phoenix. Or you can check it out on video on demand, but there's got to be a great thing about seeing this on the big screen and seeing your face larger than life, that really creepy expression on your face.
I couldn't agree more. I saw it in New York last night, and well, here in New York is where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, it's great to see it on the big screen.
Absolutely. Well, again, actor Neville Archambault, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to talking with you again very soon.
Okay, anytime. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well,
we appreciate
thank it you, and keep up the phenomenal body of work.
Don't be scared.
Oh, no. You know, actually, it was mostly because I was going to have to watch it at night by myself.
Oh.
So I think if I can watch it with my husband, I think I would enjoy it very much, because I do like that type of a movie that is mystery and suspense and that kind of a thriller. Mm-hmm. And I love your acting. So I really do want to see it. I just didn't want to see it by myself at
night.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate that so much. I really do.
Yeah, just get yourself some fast food and, you know, like Gerald likes to do, and, you know, enjoy.
And watch.
And get some chains, the kind that keeps the greyhound.
Okay, you guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
You have a good day.
You too. You too. Yes, again,
He's a phenomenal actor, isn't he?
And I was telling Eric as we walked into the studio, I was saying, Eric, you gotta see this movie, because I know Eric likes a lot of these horrors and
thrillers. I'll watch it.
Yes. So I think you really get a kick out of it.
I'll watch it tonight. How's that?
Excellent. And well, and I hope that a lot of our listeners do the same. Again, a big thank you to actor Neville Archambault. 13 Cameras is the name of the movie. Go and see this movie. So we've got another special guest coming up after the break, but we need to hear another version of I Wanna Be Like You.
He's already called, by the way. I told him to call back.
I like it.
Well, Smash Mouth brings us this one, I Wanna Be Like You, from Jungle Book 2.
Now I'm
like that?
Yeah.
VIP. Ooh.
But I like Smash Mouth, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and ooby-doo. Yeah. All right. And don't run into any man cubs either. So Breakthrough Entertainment will be right back after Smash Mouth brings us into our break. These few minutes brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Right back on KPHX 1480 AM.